Welcome to Tethered Thoughts with Bossa DeSantos, your daily podcast where I deliver powerful God truths to fuel your success. My name is Bossa DeSantos, your host, and I'm honored to journey with you towards attaining a success mindset. I lead Romans 8:19 Ministries, where we equip Christians to know who they are and what they have in Christ, so they can live audacious and impactful lives. In each bite-sized episode, we'll dive into scriptures which affirm the mindsets which have propelled successful leaders, innovators, and visionaries to the heights they've attained. Join me every weekday for a quick, potent dose of eternal wisdom meets contemporary success. Hello, friends and fellow world changers. Welcome to the gift of a brand new week. You've probably heard the famed quote attributed to Eleanor Roosevelt, which says, "Yesterday's history, tomorrow is a mystery, today is a gift." That's why we call it the present. So trust you're looking forward to making the most of this week, advancing your success story. Our first scripture focus this week is on Galatians 6:9. And may I apologize if I sound funny? I'm just recovering from a really bad bout of cold. I'll be reading the easy version of the Bible, and it says, "We must continue to do things that are good, and we should not get tired. If we do not feel weak and stop doing good things, then we will receive a good harvest at the proper time." Our title today is The Strength to Persevere. And we're going to explore the profound encouragement found in Galatians 6 verse 9, which urges us not to get tired or discouraged doing good, because at the proper or due time, we will reap a harvest if we don't give up. We'll look into the heart of perseverance in the face of challenges and the promise of reward for steadfastness. It's important to state at this point that the word translated to due time in this scripture means your own time, not someone else's timeline, not someone else's calendar, God's appointed timing for you. Someone else's pace or process of life is not yours. So keep doing good. Don't give up. God is faithful, who has promised, and he'll bring it to pass. Perseverance is a bedrock of the Christian faith, and that's illustrated by the countless saints and believers throughout history who endured trials and tribulations for the sake of righteousness. In a world filled with uncertainties and obstacles, the call to persevere echoes as a constant reminder of the endurance required to walk the path of faith and indeed success. So what are the key takeaways from this scripture? The importance of perseverance in the face of adversity and understanding the principle of sowing and reaping in the spiritual realm. The assurance of a bountiful harvest for those who remain steadfast in their good works. Christine Kane, an Australian activist, evangelist, and author, she exemplifies the principle of not growing weary in doing good. Faced with her own past of abuse and heartache, Christine founded the A21 campaign to combat human trafficking. Despite the immense challenges and discouragement, she pressed on with unwavering determination. Today, her organization has made significant strides in rescuing victims of trafficking and raising awareness about the issue globally. Christine's journey highlights the incredible impact of steadfastness in the pursuit of justice and righteousness, mirroring the promise of Galatians 6 verse 9. The success principles here are perseverance as a key component of success and spiritual growth. The law of sowing and reaping, whereby when in consistent effort, you'll eventually reap a reward. Trusting in God's timing and faithfulness, even in the face of delays or setbacks. To sum up, Galatians 6 verse 9 serves as a powerful reminder of the importance of endurance and steadfastness in the Christian journey. It encourages us not to lose heart in our pursuit of righteousness and good works, but to remain diligent, knowing that God is faithful to fulfill His promises in His perfect timing. Now, here's a declaration to make and meditate on throughout today. I am not discouraged in doing good, for at God's appointed time for me, I reaped my harvest because I will not give up, or because I do not give up. God empowers me to persevere through challenges, knowing that God's promises are true and His timing is perfect. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening and taking action. I trust this episode has impacted you. Please subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Also, if you know anyone who could use these truths, please share with them and be sure to rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast. Jesus entrusts us with the responsibility of being salt and light in the world. Both traits are nouns and verbs. Who to be and what to do. Romans 8:19 says the world is waiting for us to demonstrate God. So go out and make a difference today, even if it's just one heart at a time. May the grace of God empower you, His wisdom instruct you, and His love secure you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you and God bless. Have a successful day and see you again tomorrow.